Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. Used to be hump day when I was going to work every day. Episode 584 of Coach Unplugged. What we're doing today is we had a topic early in the week, one of our office hour calls on TeachHoops. TeachHoops.com was about how COVID-19 has kind of affected us. So I did a high school hoops. So I'm going to put this here and I'm going to put it on high school hoops too. So hopefully go over, I don't normally double dip them and put them in the same location, but I think it's just so relevant to what's going on and how all of us are kind of affected by this. I would ask that you go over and join high school hoops podcast too. Subscribe to both of them, leave a review. We love those reviews here too, but I'm just double dipping here, putting them in the same spot just because I think it's so important what Jake and I talked about as far as prep and how kind of this is affecting not only us and our players and our teams. So I think it's just important to get it out there. And then make sure you go over and buy a shooting machine. If nothing else, give the people a call. Hey, say, tell them you're 6 months out or you're thinking of buying one or you need one for, you know, your house or your home. That's a great thing. They have the ones that kind of go in your backyard and in your garage now. And mentioning Coach Unplugged, they'll give you a $350 off your next purchase. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you are listening to High School Hoops with our hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 83. Jake and I are still relatively sane. So I'm going to do a public service announcement. If you're not staying at home and you're not quarantining yourself, stop it. I want to go back to work. I want to coach my team. Stop it. You're wrong. Did you see the Andrew Como thing where he says you're wrong? Okay. I put it
on. You have to send it to me.
I did. I put it on TikTok and my Facebook. But anyway, he basically told all the young people, you're wrong. Go home, you're wrong. You said you're wrong like six times to the young
people. Well, they're stupid. They're stupid. Literally like, so stupid.
Stop playing basketball 5-on-5. Anyway, the only way this we get life back to normal is all of you stay home. It's a math problem. We're flattening the curve. We're not stopping the disease.
Let's stop being selfish.
Yes.
And start thinking about everybody else.
Yes.
Because
stay
the sooner
home.
We can stop being selfish,
yes,
the better off we can be. You know?
There you go.
I mean, our kids are, you know, like you said, we both teach in a demographic that, you know, has a variety. Obviously, mine is very low income. Like, my kids need to get back to school. They're dying for a meal every day, breakfast and lunch. They're missing their teacher.
Well, I think society is appreciating the medical field more. I think society.
And I would say they're learning to appreciate us a little bit more, Steve.
I think so. I think there's a lot of appreciation to be going around. All right.
Yeah, well, I hope my paycheck in the next 10 years reflects that.
I'm not sure it will. I think we're going toward a recession or a depression, to be honest with you. Anyway,
yeah.
So before we do that, a couple things. First of all, Dr. Dish, make sure you go check out the great people over there. This is the time to buy their home one right now. I'm telling you. Buy their home one. You can shoot a ball in a basket. That's all you need. You can buy their home one. You can set it up. Your kid can go out and get 8,000 shots. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you right now. If you buy one of these, first of all, mention High School Hoops or Coach Unplugged, and they will give you $350 off. That's the first thing. Second thing is your kid is going to improve while everyone else is sitting around playing Xbox. So buy one. Call them. They're great people. They will take good care of you. They're still producing, too. I talked to their people. So, and then also, like Jake and I were just talking about, this is the time you should join Teach Hoops right now. Literally.
Absolutely.
I mean, this week, Jake and I planned out, and we're having office hours every day this week. It's crazy. We're doing something every day. We're talking about practice planning, something 8 o'clock every night. Whoever can show up, whoever can't, it's great. So go over and check that out. All right, so what's this week?
Well, you know, the last time we talked, and we always kind of pre-record our for the whole month, and so the state of basketball is completely, you know, it was really struggling when we last time talked, but it's even now we're basically on halt with everything. So we've kind of adjusted our schedule, and we really feel like this is the topic that we need to address right away is how are you handling the state of emergency in regards to, you know, basically having no contact or any contact with anybody in regards to your players? What do we do? You know, what can we do? How do we, you know, March, April, and May are the times where many kids are playing AAU. Most kids are working on skill development. They're in the weight room. They're working. They're obviously, if they're a second multi-sport athlete, they're still involved in the sport and being competitive. Right now, they're doing nothing, you know? And I know from your standpoint, you're all about all multi-sport athletes. Like, they're not doing anything.
Right. So, well, I'm going to tell you a couple things. First of all, my son is a basketball junkie. He hasn't picked up a ball in a week. And I haven't hounded him. He hasn't been outside. It's like,
yeah, but he's also a senior and his season's over. So it becomes a little bit different.
But he wants to play next year. And it's like, he wants to play next year. And he's got a lot of stuff to do if he wants to play next year. But part of it is he's got to, like, yeah. He's got to take a break
a little bit.
So a couple things. First of all, a world pandemic is the only thing that would stop grassroots or AAU basketball.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't you think? It's crazy.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what else would have stopped it, but this did. So that's the first thing. There's going to be a lot of hurting people because there's not going to be – I'm going to be real. There's not going to be any spring stuff. There's not going to be any spring tournaments. There's not going to be any of that spring stuff. It's done. I'm telling you.
Too much liability. Yep. Not enough.
People aren't going to rent out their facilities. It's done. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I'm married to I'm married to a psychologist. Some of this is we got to let these kids kind of work through this process. You know, the seniors are mourning the loss of, you know, prom and their friends and hanging out and all of these kind of things. It's still novel in the first couple of weeks, but in this thing lasts 5-6 weeks, it's not going to be a novel thing anymore. So they're grieving stuff. The other kids are grieving not learning. I'm losing AAU. I'm losing my ability to do all that. So I think as coaches, our job right now is to support.
I agree. Like, because there is no connection piece right now for anything in regards to basketball, no NBA, no college, March Madness, you know, that's something that keeps kids wanting to watch the game and sitting around. Like, they are just, there's nothing right now for them to do. And they're not around their friends. It's just a really hard and difficult time for children.
I think they're finding out that social media and FaceTime's not the same as one-on-one.
Absolutely. You know, and that's,
you think you're connected, but you're really not.
You're really not. And then that, I don't know, you know, and so I think this is a great opportunity for coaches to think forward and start thinking about what I can do to offer opportunities to kids in regards through social networking. This is like, we're not in 1985 where we don't have these communication pieces. Like, the game would be completely lost for several months if we didn't have what we have right now. So we can use technology to our advantage.
Right.
And so, and our kids are even going to be now, most of our kids are all going to be conducted with e-learning. So it's not like they're going to be not familiar with how to process and get information digitally through coaches.
Right.
So,
hey coach, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, there's a couple ways, there's a bunch of ways you can help us out. First of all, you can subscribe and like here and leave a review. Those are really important to us and help us get the word out about this great game. Second thing is you can go over and check out us on YouTube, Teach Hoops. We have all sorts of videos we're putting up. About every other day we put a video on Teach Hoops. You can also go over to our Amazon link, www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Bookmark that every time. It's an easy way, free way for us to get a small little kickback every time you buy something on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything, and it allows us to pay for our hosting fees, and you'd be surprised how expensive it is to do a podcast. And the last thing is make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, this is the time that all of us want to become better coaches. We ask our players to become better coaches, or better coaches. We ask our players to improve their craft. You should improve yours. So go over and check it out. Let's head back to the podcast.
And they should be able to do that anyways at this age at the high school level. It's just how we communicate that and then how we track that and how we support that. Because I think when it comes to digital, you have to be able to track it. You got to be able to provide resources. And then how do you interact and continue to keep it going?
Right. And you'll love this. So first of all, 85, I graduated from high school. So thanks for making me feel old.
Thank you. That was the year I was born, September 1985.
I remember the year. I remember the year that a kid brought a cool calculator. My senior year was like this cool, like scientific calculator. It'd be like people would mock it now. But anyway, so I wrote my master's thesis from Dartmouth in '99 on distance learning. I wonder if anyone's dusting it off, baby. Because it was different then. The Wisconsin, I don't know if you know anything about the Wisconsin promise, but the Wisconsin schools, basically, the promise was that we'll educate you, we will do. And they used to do, like, mail things off, mail it back kind of thing. It was the Wisconsin promise. Don't remember the exact, I haven't looked at my master's thesis since I wrote it, to be honest with you. But basically, it talked about that. But anyway, yes, distance learning is coming. And I think the disconnect, I feel disconnected from my players. Even though it's off season, I always see them. And the hard part for me is this is when I build relationships in the off season. And I'm not able to do that as much as I normally can because I don't see them. I mean, they're usually in my room getting food because
I think the one thing that, I think the first thing too is that you can give them all these different resources, but if you're not connecting relationships with them and just
asking,
how are you doing? Are you able to eat? Like, we have to have honest discussions because I know from your demographic, people that teach in a low poverty area is like, we need to provide resources to make sure our kids are getting food. And there's a lot of resources out there for people to get food. And I know from a Wisconsin area of like, they can go to McDonald's. They can, I mean, there's a lot of offerings within communities to provide free food for children. So I think we got to make sure our kids are safe first and supported before we start giving those resources. And I think sometimes having a coach that they know and love is going to more likely help them be supported in that. So that would be my first step.
Yeah. I mean, I think as coaches, we have to think of this as a state of emergency.
Like it is.
A hurricane just hit.
Right.
Whether they can, you know, use the Pythagorean theorem or do synthetic division is not as relevant as, you know, the basic needs of life, shelter, food, you know, safety, all of those things. You know, in basketball, it falls way, way down from that. So I think as coaches, we have an opportunity right now to support, to help, to move these young men and women forward in what we do. The basketball will take care of itself. You know, take it from a porch dog, an old coach that, you know, another 20 minutes of dribbling is not going to matter in November right now, but the mental health of your players is. And that, you know, it's great. All the stuff, all the resources, you know, all that stuff is great. But you know, they're still kids. They're still, you know, I don't care what age you teach, they're still kids. And we got to remember that. And they're mourning. You know, I can tell you my juniors are mourning the loss of spring AAU. You know, I'm intrigued what the college coaches are going to do. That'd be an interesting episode for us.
Yeah, I get it, but it goes be their morning, just not only that, but like, you know, some kids, like your sophomores, your freshman kids, a lot of them have had their driver's test suspended. They can't get their driver's license. Kids have lost their prom. Kids have lost their field trips that they want to do. Like a lot of people that are in AP classes go on really cool field trips that are connected to their curriculum.
Right.
Their senior trips. There's so much fun stuff as an educator from our perspective that our kids experience in spring that they've lost. And so, like, basically their whole gut is
– they're lost and they're losing. Like, yeah. they're you know, I think the kids thought, oh, great, no school. And then, well, this ain't a snow day, guys. Yeah. And then I think some of that reality is starting to hit them. I can tell by their social media posts that it's like, whoa, this is real. Like, ooh, we're losing. Because I was the teacher that was foreshadowing the loss of prom 2 weeks ago. Like I said, if we don't have school, you're not having prom. They go, they'll never cancel prom. I go, first of all, prom would be the first thing I would cancel.
They canceled the state basketball tournaments. They canceled March Madness. They're going to cancel senior proms. Sorry.
Right. And you know, here's the issue. Here's why. I said, think about what prom is. It's 250 of you in very close quarters. And then all the kissy face. And I go, they're not going to do that. That's even worse than the state tournament.
Yes. And the decisions that you guys will make because you're basically crazy right now and bored. What will happen after?
Right. That's a no. You know, I can see them. Maybe they're holding off on the hopes of graduation.
Yes.
And I can see that. You could maybe space people out enough. You can maybe do that.
Or do it in parts. I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't think it's whatever. This is going to take people off. But I personally just mail their diploma to them in the mail. Who cares? It's high school graduation. It's like, good job. Nice. Live. You should be proud of it. But time to move on. Yep. I mean, it's a ceremony, too. That's the issue. Be more worried about whether you're going to graduate for some.
So let's be honest. You know, we both graduated high school. We both graduated college. I never think about my graduation. Ever.
Ever. Ever. Nope. No, I couldn't tell you I can't tell you one word that was said at any of my three graduations. Can't tell you one word. Mo, I can tell you one word. My name. Yeah. Two words, my first and last name.
The only one you'll get funny of this, my best friend graduated with his master's degree at the time. Like, he was a year ahead of me because I slowed down my degree because I had some things I needed to take care of when I was finishing up my bachelor's. He wore a Scooby-Doo costume to graduation.
That's good.
So I remember being like in the UW Panther or like arena, and there was like 5,000 people, and like everybody started going crazy when he came up to get his diploma, and he was dressed up in a Scooby costume. That's all I remember, dude. That's all I remember. My best friend.
I remember for undergrad, I had a couple of Bloody Marys the morning of. That made it better. I would recommend Bloody Marys for graduation. That will make it more enjoyable, let me tell you. But anyway, all right, till next week, coach.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a written review. I read every one of those written reviews. Also, if you're thinking of taking your, you know, maybe you've had a 500 season, maybe you just got done with your season, maybe you're starting your season, let me help you take your team to the next level. I've been there. I've experienced it. Trust me, I can help you take it to the next level. We'll get on a call, and we'll get it all figured out. I'll make sure you subscribe and like. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.